Good morning, I'm Stephen Fletcher. You're very welcome to our Sunday prayer on today, the 27th of November, 2022. Advent Sunday, the start of this new liturgical year. For the next 12 months, we will be following the Gospel of St. Matthew in our Sunday Gospel readings. And in our reading this morning, Jesus reminds us that we should ever be ready for his return, which could come at any time. I wish you a happy new year. Welcome to this morning's Sunday prayer. That was Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, sung by the St. Michael's Singers. Time for our Gospel reading.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The word of the Lord lasts forever. That is the word that is living.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in Noah's day, so will it be when the Son of Man comes. For in those days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, taking wives, taking husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark, and they suspected nothing till the flood came and swept all away. It will be like this when the Son of Man comes. Then of two men in the fields, one is taken, one left. Of two women at the millstone grinding, one is taken, one is left. So stay awake, because you do not know the day when your master is coming. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what time of night the burglar would come, he would have stayed awake and would not have allowed anyone to break through the wall of his house. Therefore, you too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord.
I think there are two elements that come together in this passage which stand out to me. The first is that the central thrust of this passage is promise. And that's easy to miss, given the somewhat dire warnings about the future coming of the Son of God. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and at the heart of this brief, doom-laden passage is his promise that when he comes, he will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other, so he will gather us together. So we must look at this passage in the light of this promise. The second issue at hand is the sheer unexpectedness of the events Jesus talks about. No one knows, he says in today's passage, neither angels nor even himself. No one knows when this will take place except the Father. We know life is precarious and unpredictable. So when reading this, we should take stock of our lives and ask ourselves, what is it that we most fear in an uncertain future? Because much of life is like that. Much of life is uncertain. We are regularly caught off guard, sometimes joyfully, but often not. The devastation we see in the world, the flood, the earthquake in Indonesia, the other natural disasters, they all represent the precarious and unpredictable nature of our life in this world on a grand scale. But a miscarriage, a lost job, a heart attack, the death of a loved one, or so many other personal, poignant, and unanticipated setbacks can all take us aback and threaten any semblance of order that we'd imagined we'd created for ourselves. In this passage, we can see the promise that whether or not our immediate fears are realized, we are created for more than fear, because Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God, has promised to come, always to be both with us and for us. This promise does not insulate us from an uncertain future, but it does promise that we will not face that future alone. No matter what we face, Jesus will be at our side, granting us courage in the face of life's adversities and remaining with us even through death, drawing us into new life. As the days grow shorter and the darkness grows, we light Advent candles each week to remind us that we do not face the darkness alone, but that, indeed, the light of the world has come, shining on in the darkness to illuminate our lives and lead us forth, not in fear, but in courage, and even in joy. Amen. Thank you. And so we come to our time of prayer. Lord, we watch, we wait, we look, we long for you. Dispel the clouds and darkness and awaken us to your glory, that we may walk in your light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, you are ever among us. Open our eyes to your presence, that your church may be true to its mission, that the congregation may proclaim your goodness, that all of us may show forth your glory. Lord, come down, come in, come among us. To the nations that are looking for freedom, to the peoples that are longing for liberty, to the individuals striving for justice, to all who are seeking to improve the world, to all who are seeking to improve themselves. Lord, come down, come in, come among us. To our homes as we prepare for your coming, to our loved ones as they reveal to us your love, to our work that it may show forth your presence into our leisure and into our pleasures. Lord, come down, come in, come among us. To all who long for release, to all who cry in pain, to the sick in body, in mind, and in spirit, to those who can no longer cope, to all who are oppressed and in darkness, to all who watch and wait and weep for you. Lord, come down, come in, come among us. That we may know that life is eternal, that loved ones departed are in your keeping, that we may rejoice in hope, that we may come to your glory. Lord, come down, come in, come among us. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've enjoyed our time together during these November Sundays. Join us again next Sunday morning at 7:45. Remember, you can listen back to past editions of Sunday Prayer by going to the Clare FM website and clicking on the Catch Up tab, where you can also listen again to previous Beyond Belief programmes. Join us this evening at 9:00 for Beyond Belief, and again next Sunday morning for Sunday Prayer. So, this is Stephen Fletcher wishing you a peaceful and joyful week ahead. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Sláinte agus beannacht.